This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time. My name's Matt Jones and delighted to be joined now by Bez from the Happy Mondays, because they're playing Liverpool this week and they're playing Llandudno in a couple of weeks as well. So back on tour playing some of their greatest hits. Bez, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, mate.
It's great to have you on. What's it feel like to be back on tour?
Yeah, I'm loving it at the moment. I really enjoy touring. It's a chance to get, well, for me, I'm out every night, you know what I mean? Which is, I don't always get the opportunity to do, because my missus don't let me play out as much as she used to do. So it's a great excuse for an ease up for me.
Well, you're on a 30th anniversary tour as such, because it's the 30th anniversary since you released your debut album, Squirrel and G-Men 24 Hour Party People, Plastic Face Can't Smile. I mean, does it feel like 30 years ago?
Don't forget the White Out.
Don't forget the White Out. I mean, does it feel like 30 years ago?
I can't actually believe that was 30 years ago, to be truthful. Don't time fly when you're having fun, as they say. But yeah, if someone said that, we would still be on the road doing the same thing, you know, when we first set out doing the band, then I would never have believed him. It's actually incredible, really.
You've been on tour for a few weeks now. Well, what's the reaction been like to you so far? What have the crowds been like?
Yeah, it's been really good. They've been really well received, and been a mixed crowd of oldies and young ones as well, and so yeah, and we've been really well received, I think, everywhere we've been up to now.
Excellent. Well, you've obviously got so many brilliant hits, because there's not just that album, there's plenty more as well. I assume you're mixing up all your greatest hits together instead of just the one album.
And we're playing songs like Freaky Dancing, where we've not played for, mustn't have played for about 30 years. We're playing Judge Fudge and other tunes that don't normally get into the set. So yeah, it's been good.
Obviously, you're from Greater Manchester yourself, but you're coming over to Liverpool. Is this an area you always enjoy playing in?
Yeah, well, all my family are from Liverpool, so it's always good to go in the area, and the Scousers always give us such a great reception and make us feel so welcome. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Good stuff. And then Llandudno in a few weeks, as I say, as well. So playing North Wales and your homecoming gig as such, the Manchester Academy on the 13th of December. I mean, what's it like playing in your hometown?
Yeah, well, that's always a stressful one for me, because everyone wants to get on the guest list. And everyone you've not even seen for about 30 years is suddenly popping up, you know what I mean? So I'm always glad to get that one out of the way, but only just because everyone I know wants to go, you know what I mean? And it's the most stressful gig of the old tour, actually, that one.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time with Matt Jones. Delighted to be joined by Bez from the Happy Mondays ahead of their gig at the Olympia in Liverpool on Friday night. As I say, it is 30 years since your debut album. And how have things changed in the last 30 years for you?
Well, for me, on a personal level, I've got into politics and the anti-fracking issue, which has come really important to us. So I've been spending a lot of time doing that. And but apart from that, I live in like sustainable lifestyles now. I keep bees, growing my own food, making our own medicines, creating our own energy, and basically it's trying to reclaim our lives from the corporations. More politically aware than I've ever was before.
Excellent. And what's it like playing now compared to 30 years ago as well?
I think it's actually better than we was 30 years ago, because the band is actually... know what they're doing now. Sean's a brilliant form, he's singing incredibly. Mark is a brilliant guitarist, he's got his own individual style and what he's now mastered, because he hadn't quite mastered it when we was 30 years ago, but he's absolutely incredible guitar player, and the old band's like playing the best we've ever played, I think. And of course we've got Rowetta, who's always brilliant, role. She's got an amazing voice. So, yeah, I think if you've seen us 30 years ago and you're coming to see us tomorrow night, then I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised about how much better the band are.
Well, I was going to say, does the fact that you have split up at times and you haven't been constantly touring for the last 30 years, does it make it feel that bit fresher as well when you do return?
Yeah, well, it's always good to hear the tunes again, because some of it, like you say, I had heard some of these tunes myself since the last one was on tour, so it's always great to get a refresher. And like you say, I consider ourselves to be really lucky that we can still go out on the road and still do what we're doing after all this time.
What's your favourite one to play live then?
Well, I always like Clap Your Hands. I always like the fast-paced ones, me, because obviously I dance to them. So yeah. The better the pace to me, the better the song. So I always enjoy Clap Your Hands, 24-hour Party People. Some of the groovy ones I like as well, but I prefer the ones with a faster beat.
Yeah. Well, it must be brilliant to come and see you and to see you having so much fun playing all these hits as well. And 10 years since our last Happy Mondays album, are the plans for there to be another one?
Well, you never know. There was a Black Grape album just done recently. And I do believe the talk of a Mondays album being done. But at the moment, it's just talk. But you never know in the future. Me personally, I'd love to do a new album and get some new songs out there. But, you never know, as they say.
Well, I'm sure the fans would love it as well, because you still have that core, a huge amount of fans, don't you, from the songs that you brought out at the end of the 80s and the start of the 90s?
It's brilliant, because it's great to see all the old heads still out there and still having it.
Well, it's a brilliant tour. It's a 24-hour Party People, the greatest hits. You play in Liverpool on the 1st of December, so Friday night, and Llandudno on the 14th. I'll just finish off by just saying to you or asking you, how much fun is it for you? I mean, because you must absolutely love it.
Yeah, well, like I say, I really appreciate the position I'm in. And like I say, I can't believe I'm still doing it 30 years later. And I still actually enjoy doing it. My bones may creak a little bit more than they used to, but apart from that, I love being on the road. I love touring. I love meeting people. I love being with the band. The band are all getting on really well together. So like I say, it's just great being on the road. I could do it all year round, maybe if I could.
Well, Bez, I'm sure it's absolutely fantastic. If people haven't got tickets yet, get out there and get them, because seeing the Happy Mondays live is going to be absolutely wonderful. Thanks for joining us, and enjoy your shows in Liverpool and Llandudno and the rest of the tour as well.
All right, mate. Thanks a lot, and thanks for giving us the chance to speak our mind.
Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. Full time.